Report, Mr. Finnegan.
Whatever that ship is, it's got a bit more going on than the V5s, Captain. Torpedo Valley's knocked their shields down to 78%, but weapon systems and engines are still online. Our shields are down to 68%.
Barclay has already started repairs.
A few more of those, though, and we'll be in serious trouble.
The Klingon captain is asking for our surrender.
Well, he's definitely self-confident. Any suggestions on how to take a bit of the wind out of his sails?
Double up on phasers and photon torpedoes until we punch a hole in their shields.
There's no guarantee we'll get through before he gets through ours.
There's an asteroid field a half light year away. We can lead the bull into the corral, then get behind him and brand him a good one.
I like it. Plot the course, gentlemen.
Heading when you are, Captain.
Mr. Finnegan, lay down some cover fire. Something to give us some distance, and encourage him to come after us.
Aye, Captain. They managed to avoid most of that last valley, but I also destroyed some of their torpedoes before they made contact with us.
We'll make sure to give you a pat on the back later.
Keep it up, Boyle.
Now is not the time, you two.
That asteroid field looks kind of tight.
No worries, Captain. Nader can handle threading that needle.
One of us is confident about that.
Just try not to scuff the paint, Ensign.
I'll do my best, Captain.
These asteroids are full of mineral deposits that should help mask us, Captain. But it may make keeping a sensor lock on the Klingon ship difficult as well.
A chance we'll have to take, Lieutenant. Keep your eyes open, gentlemen.
The Klingon ship is not following us in, Captain.
He's a smart one. Probably smells a trap, but at least we'll get a bit of breathing room.
We will be losing sensor lock in 30 seconds, Captain.
Should we hold up here so we can still see them?
No. Take us in deeper.
We're not going to just sit in here and hide.
Not likely, Lieutenant Commander. Once we're deep enough in, adjust our course to exit out of their line of sight, and prepare for an end run.
Aye, Captain.
We're out of range, Captain.
Bring us about, Mr. Massad.
Shields are back up to 93%.
Say what you will, but Barclay knows his engineering. What did I say about the paint job, Ensign?
Sorry, Captain. Just a glancing blow.
Maybe some extra time in a flight simulator would do you some good, Nader, me boy.
Shields still look in good condition. He's right. He just tapped us.
If that was a tap, I'd hate to feel a direct impact.
You'd never see it coming.
I heard that.
Exiting the asteroid field.
Find the Klingon battlecruiser and disable her when you have a lock, Mr. Finnegan.
Scanning the area, Captain. He's good.
I don't like the sounds of that.
He's changed heading. Maybe speed.
Find him, Mr. Finnegan.
I've got him, Captain. He's using a large rogue asteroid on our starboard bow to mask his presence.
Got him, Captain.
Coming around.
We're being hailed, Captain.
I wonder what he wants. Put him on screen.
A merry chase, Captain. A far better game of Hunter and Targ than I was expecting.
Not bad for a woman, you mean?
Not bad for Federation.
I think that may have been a compliment veiled within an insult.
You might be right.
As such, I will give you a chance to save yourselves. Tell me what you have done with my son, and I will let you and your crew live to sing of your encounter with the great Captain Kabach and the warbird Dinal.
His son?
I'm sorry, Captain, but we do not know anything about
him. Not lie to me. Chalulus!
Whoa, Captain, slow down for a second. If you explain what's going on, maybe we can help rather than have you continue attacking our outposts.
A Klingon does not need help from humans.
After all, your current plan of action has been so effective.
Quiet, Mr. Finnegan.
My son was taken 3 weeks ago. My sources say that he was taken by Federation Petah. Return him to me now, and I will spare your lives.
I give you my word that we don't have any idea where your son is. But if you will allow us, we will aid you in your search.
On your honor?
That's what I said.
Then I will hold you to that, Bradshaw. Because you have proven yourself on the field of battle.
Good enough. Let's start with your evidence. You said you have sources that pointed you at us. Who are they?
Klingons.
I kind of gathered that. Are they trustworthy?
They are Klingons.
I think that means more in their society than it does in ours.
Obviously.
Okay. Did you have anything else to go on? I mean, the Federation is a big area of space.
They gave us a warp signature, but we lost the trail soon after leaving the home world.
And therefore you decided to just start hitting outposts until you drew someone's attention.
It worked, did it not?
Are you sure you don't want me to blow this guy out of the sky?
Something tells me that's far easier said than done.
Perhaps we can start at the beginning and work together on tracing the signal.
Allow you to enter Klingon space? I don't think so.
Well, if we don't follow the warp trail, the chances of you recovering your son aren't very high.
Oh, I will find my son and send those responsible straight to Grethol, along with any who get in my way.
May I make a suggestion, Captain?
By all means.
Perhaps the Dunal can return to the source and attempt to pick up the trail while we search along the border for the warp signature. If we find any sign of the ship, we can signal Captain Kabach and give him rendezvous coordinates.
And you will aid me in the hunt, even if it means one of your own is the prey.
If a Federation ship is truly responsible for this, we will want to see them brought to justice just as much as you do. Right now, our primary objective is to rescue your son.
If you succeed in this, your debt to me will be paid.
Our debt?
For showing you mercy and not killing you when I had the chance.